You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, you're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Corey, a.k.a. Bayou Benders, alongside Mason Dixon, and this is Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content. Back to another episode of Habs Nightly, folks. I know I just said it's Habs content, but guess what? There's really nothing to talk about. Habs related, at least hockey related too. So this is going to be one of those extreme summer episodes. But before I start going on a tangent and taking over the episode, let's see how Mason, the anxiety-driven young man, is doing. Mason, what's up, bud?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, like you said, not much to talk about. We are in the dog days of summer here, and hockey content is kind of sparse, but you know, c'est la vie. We move on, and yeah, this is kind of just going to be a shit show little episode here. Corey and I are both, you know, got stuff to do this weekend. So recording this on the Saturday. So if something happened Sunday, we apologize, but that's just the way she goes today.
If I have to, God, if they have anything good to talk about, to make this somewhat of a hockey related episode, I will. I have to work tomorrow. I got an LSU Florida State game, at the Superdome, which scared the fuck out of me because college football plays on a Saturday, and like midday today, like I had like a panic attack. I was like, oh my God, it's fucking, because I saw on my TV, you know, college football week, you know, like starting, and I was like, oh my God, I'm totally fired. But it is tomorrow. anyway, so last time we talked, Mason, I was going to see Oliver Tree. You want to talk about that?
Go for it. Oliver Tree's an interesting man.
Oh, it's fantastic. We went to the Orpheum. There's Orpheums all over, but I don't know if they're all designed like this. The Orpheum, pull it up for you. The Orpheum, I think, is the oldest opera house in New Orleans. And I went and saw Ghost there. If y'all know who the band Ghost is, their song is like taking over TikTok right now about Mary on a Cross. One of the best shows I went to, not this one, opened 1921. So that's how old this place is. It's got like beautiful, like intricate art, like on the ceiling and shit like that, like a massive globe. No, you'd have to look it up. I did art theory, I did all the art shit, so I should be able to break down what this is, but not when I'm recording, because then I'll just start fumble fucking everything, because I don't know if we've learned this about me, but I have like fucking bad anxiety, so when I hit record, I sound even more stupid than I am. Well, the place is fucking beautiful, nonetheless. So not only did Oliver Tree play, have you heard of the band Jawny? It's like J-A-W-N-Y. Mason, you might know them from NHL 22. One of their songs is on it.
And, which one?
Let me look it up. It's a fire song. Jawny NHL 22.
Oh, yes. Like J-O-N-Y.
Yeah, take it. Yeah, the song Take It Back, which is like a really like guitar punch driven song. Fire group. And I was like, you know what, dude? All right, so it's a three piece. I don't know if it's a four. One dude could have been sick. But anyway, three guys came out. The fucking bassist stole the fucking show. This dude's in a like a onesie jumper suit that's like it had like summertime print shit on it, you know, like it looked like a bunch of pineapples and like flowers and shit all over this jumper suit, dude. Oh man, kid had a sick fit playing like a maroon colored bass, and this dude was just moving the whole fucking time, couldn't keep still. And I literally didn't watch anyone else during that performance. This kid just had the rhythm. But yeah, so I'm like, this band's kind of familiar. Like their sound sounds similar. And then they played the song from NHL, and I started dying laughing. I'm like, this is like the only good song on NHL 22, other than the Oliver Tree joint. But anyway, I saw, you know, my wife likes them a lot. Once I realized it was them, I like really got into them. Really good show from them. They said their equipment was fucking up. But they sounded great. Other than that, Oliver Tree came on next. Excuse me. Played for like an hour and 45 fucking minutes. And he is the most energetic, out of shape looking guy. He's in shape, apparently. Because you can't do what he did on fucking stage all night and not be out of shape. He just kind of looks it. You know, he's kind of got like a milk bag look to him.
Or he's on coke.
Or he's on coke. But I mean, dude, like every single night of doing this, it's kind of tough just to do coke that much and get away with it. Like to have that level of energy. Like you have to have like the endurance. Like this dude jumped the whole time. He was just moving, dude. This dude's got sick little 3-year-old dances that just fucking work. It just works. So he comes out, you know, he's got the JNCOs on with the puff jacket from the first album with the flames background. He did like 4 or 5 songs off of that. Then he said he was hot and he fucking took his shit off. And then he had the solo, you know, wax paper cup print stuff on, and he did 2 or 3 more songs like that. Then he went in the back for a second, and then, you know, it was like a skit. He went in the back. Oh, he came out on his fucking scooter and did like a, I don't know, 360 spin thing with the scooter, landed it flawlessly. People went fucking nuts. So he rode his scooter to the back, and then the entire fucking scene on stage changed. And, you know, and it went to the Cowboy Tears album, and this dude came out with the blue cowboy suit on and shit like that. And the whole band's wearing like, you know, like a, was it the Canadian tuxedo, like all denim, cowboy look and shit.
I just want to interject here.
Uh-huh.
I know it's called, you know, the whole denim thing, Canadian tuxedo. That is the most American thing. like the only time I hear that ever, that it's phrase
from Canadians.
Ever, no, is when American companies put it in Canadian advertisements.
Oh, that's sick.
I feel like it's an insult.
You ever heard of the Blue Jean Committee?
No, but I will tell you, I have never seen anyone like maybe out west, I've never seen a full-on Canadian tuxedo.
What if I showed up? What if y'all were coming to pick me up off a plane? I got off the plane in a straight full Levi Canadian tuxedo.
I would be putting you on the next plane.
Dude, I'm talking like 3-piece. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a vest on too.
You've got like a, instead of like a an undershirt, it's just more denim.
Yeah, like full on denim.
And a denim tie.
Like denim button down, denim bow tie. No, denim bolo tie, right? With a denim vest, denim overcoat, denim pants.
That would almost be impressive. I'd have to give it to you.
I'd be hot as fuck, dude. Denim does not breathe.
Yeah, but you're in Canada.
Dude. We're so off subject. I did go to Vans Warped Tour, the last one, for down here. I went to it and cut off, what the fuck is it called? Overalls with the little clips, you know,
Dongarees.
Dongarees, I guess. You know, it's like a full pant that has like the chest part and then the little straps that go over your back to hold it up.
I don't know, man.
You don't know what it's called? Man, it looks like little Farmer John's. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think like I don't know. I'm a
dude,
man. I don't wear overalls.
you're a man. You don't wear overalls, but you know what an overall is?
I'm thinking you're wearing like dungarees. I think that's what you're talking about. They're like stylish.
No. This was not stylish. I look like a fucking
No, but
hillbilly.
I mean like they're in style now.
Dongarees. Huh, God, I hope that's how you spell it. Yeah, a dongaree. Okay. But I caught them into like, I don't know, 8, 9 inch inseams.
Jesus.
It was so fucking hot. You know, stylish. I'm probably the reason dungarees are so successful these days. Yeah, dude, just show up in that. Just show up in that with like a little straw hat, looking like Palmer Fran off of The Waterboy. Well,
You were
any
wearing that in the New Orleans heat.
yeah, it was brutal.
Oh my God, what were you thinking?
I know the metal was fucking like burning into my flesh. So I went and bought a band t-shirt.
Huh?
Fuck, dude. All right, so like back to Oliver Tree. So he does his set with the cowboy tier setup, dude. Fuck, it was awesome. He changed his outfit to like a red fucking suit, like a red, yeah, like a red old-timey looking suit. Something looked like Art, basically like something Arthur Morgan would wear. Did a couple songs like that, and then he popped up in an orange one. The whole time, fucking dancing, like from left stage to right, not just in one little spot. Like he was running the entirety of the stage back and forth, and he was singing while doing it. So he's like not out of breath. So, like, I'm just so amazed at this guy's ability to perform and be that active while looking so out of shape. And just hats off to that guy. Hats off.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was fire, dude. He didn't play anything. He didn't play anything that you didn't know. And it's funny because I mean he doesn't have that much music. So he more or less played like his discography for an hour and 45 minutes.
Did you kind of off topic, but on the topic of bands, did you see Taylor Hawkins' son playing drums for My Hero?
No, I didn't.
Dave Grohl announced that they had like a special guest or whatever, right? And Taylor Hawkins' son comes out
Oh,
and
that's sick.
starts playing drums on My Hero and fucking crushed it.
How do people not like, how do you not cry when you see shit like that? Like, that's
And
unreal.
for those of you who don't know, the food, which I assume I think most of our audience, given our demographic, would probably know what I'm talking about. But Taylor Hawkins was the drummer for the Foo Fighters. He passed away like what, a year ago, maybe less.
I'd say it's close to a year, maybe.
Like
We'll just
fairly
say it that.
recent,
Yeah.
fairly
Fairly
recently.
recently.
And yeah, his son comes out and plays drums for My
Dongarees.
Hero.
That's
And
awesome.
even Dave Grohl, like he's sitting there watching and can tell the guy like wants to cry.
I'm
It
sure he wants
was
to fucking
incredible.
cry. You know? I'm sure there's like a resemblance too, and he like turns back. If he turns back real quick, he's probably seeing like him, you know, his best friend when they were first starting this band, you know, like goosebumpy.
No, absolutely. He had like a little drum solo too. It was amazing. Like,
Nice.
if you have to check, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please
But
do.
it was phenomenal.
Please do. So yeah, dude, how's life? You excited for this move? I know it's a bit off subject now that we talked a little Oliver Tree, but about to make a big change, bud. You ready?
Yeah, I am excited. We're recording this the night before, like
the big move.
8 p.m. and I'm moving. I have to get to Peterborough for 12 in the afternoon the next day. So, nerves have definitely hit in a bit. You know, before any big change in your life, you kind of, you know, you're excited the whole time. Then the day before it gets there and you're nervous, but I'm pretty excited. I want to get up there and, you know, I got basically a whole week before my classes start. They don't, do you guys have Labor Day in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
I'm sorry. It's Monday. I keep thinking it's Sunday.
Yeah. So it's the long weekend. And then my classes don't start until. When do they start?
He doesn't know.
I think I basically have the week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they start the Friday. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Yes. So I have a few days before my classes. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to everything. Kind of, you know, anxious, but also just excited.
Yeah. Good, good, good. You going to go to a couple Peterborough Peaks, bud? You going to go to a couple games?
I might have to. You know, it'd be a little more exciting if the Habs had any prospects on the Peets. But, you know, Mason McTavish not being there is absolutely tragic. But, no, still some good players on the Peets. I think they have some interesting draft eligibles this year, too, do they not?
I have no idea about the Peets. And, unfortunately, in my head, I've confused Peterborough Peets with the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds because I was like, yeah, man, sick fucking jersey. And then here I am looking it up, and they're the ones that just say Peets on it. So I couldn't tell you fuck all about the Peets now.
Wait, what? What was that?
I confused the Peterborough Peets in my brain, like the look of the jersey, with Sault Ste. Marie.
You thought the Peets were Sue?
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking, I was looking, like, when I was just talking to you, as we record, I was thinking of the jersey in my head, and I'm like, dude, the little Greyhound on it, fucking full stride, sick jersey. And I'm like, I'm looking it up now, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's not them.
That's so, fuck no. The Peets are like brown and red.
Yeah, it's like a maroonish color.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sick. I do like the logo. It's pretty cool. Like the T in it.
Yeah, I think it's wild though. They've got what the Peets have. 05s playing for their, or 06s playing for their team this year.
Jesus, that's weird.
It's just wild to me. Like, no, I'll definitely have to check out some games when I can. I'm actually playing in a softball league.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking forward. Yeah, man, I actually played. I don't know if we've ever spoken about this on this podcast. I was a soccer player. I played in the OSL and the OPDL league, which are the top leagues and Ontario, so you talk about that. But before that, I actually played baseball for like 12 years, first 12 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fucking looking forward to it. I can't lie. It's been years since I've played. So
nice.
It's not just a beer league too. It's like it's Lug. I don't know if you guys have Lug probably down there.
Couldn't tell you.
Basically, Lug is a the university, it's run by students with no affiliation to the universities.
Mm.
So after the games, you get hammered. But during the game, like, it's legit. Like, they do all the – they get you, like, personalized jerseys. Like, there's there's an all-star game halfway through the season. Like it's legit. Like they take it seriously. I'm looking forward to it.
That's cool. Yeah,
Yeah, man.
I didn't go to a real
Unfortunately.
university, so I couldn't tell you if it was standard.
The games are serious. I wouldn't even be shocked if, there was some betting being done at some of the games. Some of the guys take it pretty serious. And, if they were to start betting on the games, I think I know who they should turn to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. As I fumble fuck this. Yeah, they should turn to DraftKings. Football fans, the first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. And as an added bonus for week one, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotions. It's simple. Bet on an NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. So I guess it's like a skunk rule, even though like the other team can score. Kind of weird. But hey, that's fucking free money. That's real free money if you're betting on the right teams. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. Yeah, but I fucked up that first one. That was fucking brutal.
Oh, yeah, that touch up so nicely too.
Buddy, don't worry. They'll never hear it. They'll never hear. So I'm looking at the Peterborough Pete's. Oh my God. Have dude, I am butchering this. Yeah. There we go. Because when I opened it, it showed the regular season guys from 2 years ago. And I was gonna laugh, and I'm like, yeah, dude, you'll get a chance to go see Nick Robertson, whose name I've never heard of. Since the Leafs tried to throw him down our necks, and I haven't heard of him since, but I guess he's not with them anymore.
No, Nick Robertson's like 20.
Yeah.
No, he's he'll be 22.
I have no
Oh,
idea.
21 this year.
I have no idea when you would click on something from Google for their website that says roster, it wouldn't give you their most recent roster, which I know is
No,
not
they always
there.
have
I
a
just
bad
saw it.
for that.
I just saw it, that it's there and it's not full yet. But why would it show me 2020s instead of 2021 or 2022s? But here we are, just a hot fucking mess of an episode. So, yeah, man, softball. Never played it. Played a lot of baseball growing up. Sure, it's pretty similar. But I do love playing sports and then getting hammered after. So I'm sure I could find love for it.
Oh.
Can't be doing a catcher anymore. Can't squat. Can't squat for long times. Got them bad knees at 30.
Oh my God, dude. I had to go to the chiropractor yesterday because my neck, like every couple months, my neck just like gets stuck in place.
Oh,
I'm fucking
gross.
20 years old and I have to go to the chiropractor every fucking. Oh, it's just brutal. And he, like, you know it's bad when you go to like your chiropractor and they go, "Ooh. Oh
Oh,
yeah, like
Jesus.
holy." You're like, "Oh God, what's wrong with me?" He tried to crack my back. And I don't know, have you ever gotten your back cracked?
Yeah, I was in an accident 2 years ago, Mason.
Yeah, so you lay on your stomach, right?
Yeah.
Breathe in, breathe out, they push down, right?
Yeah. It hurts like a motherfucker.
Yeah, my it didn't work.
Ugh.
And he goes, "I have
I
not never
failed
seen
you.
like I've never seen it not work. Like we're gonna have to do it a different way." I was like, "Wow, I am dying. Like, what is wrong with me?" But, you know, came out feeling like $1 million afterwards. Holy, everything was loose. Felt amazing.
Dude, I hate the chiropractor. Cause it
really, I love it. I feel so much better.
No, I feel good after. There's something about someone putting, like, you know, your shit's gonna get snapped. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but there's something so good. There's something very primal. You know what I'm saying? Like when someone puts their hands on you, and it's like, this dude's gonna fucking kill me right now. Like there's always like that fear.
Do you know how strong someone would have to be to snap your neck?
No, they make it look so easy.
Like, it's actually a very, like, you can do it, like, don't get me wrong, there are members of the military who can do it just based on, like, angles and stuff, but, like, for them to snap it the way they're holding it,
right,
you would have to be so strong.
It just feels very vulnerable, like, dude, like, to lay down and have someone like grab you and be like, dude, I'm about to yank the fuck out your body. Just bear with me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem, dude. And like my whole body fucking shifts and I hit this nasty, gnarly pop. And yeah, I do feel good. But then I have to drink a shitload of water or I get like fucking dizzy. The best part of my chiropractor's experience from the accident was the medical masseuse, and I only had like 3 weeks with her. Her name was Brittany, and she fucked my back up professionally. Like, she used the cups and shit, dude, and would like drag this shit, and it hurt so fucking bad. But when I would leave there, dude, it felt like I didn't get in an accident for about 3 or 4 hours, and it was fantastic. Like, I can do basic shit again. You know, like I could reach down and like touch my toes or like grab something off the fucking ground without feeling like a 70-year-old man. You know, like it was unreal. And those cups hurt like a son of a bitch. If you're fat and you got a lot of fat on you, dude, those things suck so bad. And I was not professional or anything in those regards. When I was in that room, dude, I was screaming profanities the entire time. And she laughed. She said I was her favorite patient because I didn't sit there and try to pretend like I wasn't in fucking agony. I was just real with her. I was like, I need a fucking break. Like, I need a break. Give me a second. He'd like take a sip of water. My arms fucking like shaking. Like, because dude, like she had to work on my shoulder, my neck, and my back from the accident. So it was just so much shit that was fucked up. And we started and like just, you know, basically went through a cycle of it. It was fucking fantastic. But dude, that shit'll. It feels good, but it drains your fucking energy, man. So I have a love-hate relationship with the chiropractor, I guess. I felt some of the my chiropractor also had the what is it called? It was like also a rehab center, so I do like some of my rehabilitation work and then do chiropractic work. So I would do that actually before I recorded some days 2 years ago. And it was okay. Sometimes I felt like, I guess when you just stuck at home for 10 months, dude, like you just get depressed and you're like, this shit ain't fucking working. I don't even know why I'm fucking doing this anymore. But I'm back at work. So something worked, you know, just very slow, I guess. What I did not like, it wasn't an immersion table, Mason, but it was like it was a table that wasn't one unit. It was like three separate pieces of a table, and they'd strap my big ass to it, and the table moves under you, and it's like supposed to like space out your back, I guess, maybe like maybe like the discs in your back, you know, to try to like to like pull them apart as far as like, you know, giving them like a gap or something to like pop in your back without them doing anything. So I'd sit on these fucking tables for like, I think it started at 10 minutes and then it went as long as like 35 fucking minutes. And it was fucking brutal. And I'm gonna tell you why. It's because I'm fat and God bless these poor fucking women trying to strap me to this fucking table. That didn't work because the thing works off of you being skinny. Because if you're skinny, you can fucking yank the fuck out of this belt to hold you down, you know, and you don't have any like fat to like have it roll, you know what I'm saying? So it's like they strap me to this fucking table, put me in the dark. I'm listening to fucking podcasts and stuff like that, you know, for like 30 minutes. Where the problem is that the belt is on my stomach, which is in this situation, a hill, right? It's a hill. It's not flat. It's got nothing to fucking grip to. So when the table's trying to pop my back and, you know, separate the discs and shit, it can't because once it reaches a certain point, the strap's rolling down my fucking stomach like a hill. And I felt like it was a big waste of time. But I'd always fall asleep and it was very embarrassing because I guess I snore. So I'm just fucking dying in there on this very cold fucking table. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with it, Mason. I just have a love-hate relationship, I guess, with chiropractor.
I can't lie. You kind of lost me there.
Yeah, I don't know what this type of table is, dude. it was just like every now and then it'd pop my back and was like, oh, okay, so this is what it's supposed to do. But it was like so few and far. That it just didn't fucking work.
Like, did it have like rollers on it?
No, it was like, it's so weird because I know what you're talking about, the rolling tables where it's like basically you lay on this table and it's like a masseuse without a person and like rolls on your back.
Where like they're like, it's like a conveyor belt roller where it basically just stretches you so thin that everything just cracks.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's what it was supposed to do, but it doesn't work for big people.
It kind of looks like the machine that killed Anya Montoya's father.
Jesus. Come for revenge. Similar. Okay. You know what? Actually, yeah. No. That's perfect. Like it was supposed to stretch me until like my back popped to give me relief, but the straps are not for fat people. You can't do it with the stomach. Like, they would have had better luck if they strapped my fucking thighs and my chest. But the strap needed to go on my big-ass fucking stomach, dude. So, like, it would go to stretch. It would be like, pink, pink, pink. And then the belt would just slip down. And I'm like, huh? Now it's, like, fucking pinching my fucking chest down. But it's not tight enough to keep me in place, dude. So I basically just laid on this table for fucking 30 minutes, freezing my ass off in the dark, listening to a podcast.
So the table killed you.
I'm sure I put damage to that table more than it damaged me.
My name is Corey Fleetwood. You killed my back.
Yeah, you did not fix my back. Prepare to pay. But no, I had to pay them. So reverse. It was
miserable. Holy shit, this episode has...
It's been fun. What are you talking
about? Gone off the rails.
It's been fun. Well, what are we going to talk about? There's one thing. Jonathan Drouin got like $2 million for his, I think it's like, yeah, it's a golf tournament that he always has. He raised about $2 million, which is fucking awesome. Good for him. And then,
over
$2 million, sorry. For the Chum Foundation. Now, I'm not sure what that is.
It's a children's foundation.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's the way to go about it. Well, good for him, dude. I think it's his fourth one.
It would be his sixth. He's been doing it since he got here, I believe so. Oh, I think great. maybe it's his fourth because of COVID. Mm. That's possible. Okay. But his first one was 6 years ago for sure.
Awesome. Well, I love when guys give back. And honestly, I feel like since we lost PK Subban from this team, who was like the biggest, you know, contributor to like the Children's Hospital and shit like that, I just love when guys, you know, give back to the children. It's I don't know. They are the future. So.
No, absolutely. He's donated 500,000 of his own salary.
What a fucking guy. From that too. That's so sick.
Yeah, I mean, PK set the bar high with 10 million, but Drew N has very quietly done a lot for the Montreal community.
No, that he has. And amidst his own, mental issues and injuries, he's, still never let that get more important, I guess, to him than helping. So,
absolutely. And kind of unceremoniously, we're gonna have to cut her here because I still haven't packed.
That's fucking guy.
Look, you would have done the same at my age.
This guy,
he said.
Excuse me.
We appreciate
Solo Blood Sip.
Well, do you have anything else you want to add, or?
Oh, we do have another ad read, surprisingly.
Okay, well, let's take her out.
Well, let's close her out with this, right? This is new, and this is going to be something for the future for you guys. Sorry, Mason. No, you're just a rushy person right now. Oh, well, I figured I would have got like 6 text messages from you telling me to wrap her up. Yeah, this is something for the future for y'all. Y'all have 2 ad reads coming at y'all for every episode now, and that's awesome because that means it's more money coming into our pockets to help reshape this fucking podcast. So if you still love us, please tune in. Because we have a new sponsor with Raycon. Oh, so folks, Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge, which is something big. I don't fuck with plug-in earphones, but these actually don't move. I don't like when I run or flex, I could feel them jiggling around. That's how you lose these motherfuckers, but trust me, these do not do that. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime, which is fucking awesome. It's like a full work day's worth, unless you're like me working overtime, but charge them at lunch. And a 32-hour battery life, which is sick. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 5-star reviews. Mason, I don't know what you've been listening to lately. I've been listening to this guy, Mad Kelly. His song Hostage has taken over my fucking Spotify. He's got like a new metal sound with like a mix of like my emo years, like 2010 to now type of sound. Kid's fucking awesome. He's got a couple other songs like In My Room. Really fucking good. That's what I've been listening to lately. Mason, do you care to give an artist that's not MGK that you've been listening to?
Zach Bryan.
What is that? Is that country?
Country.
Nice. Nice. I've been getting back in the country.
It's mostly what I listen to.
Really?
It's mostly the country.
New era country or old time country?
Both. I don't listen to I like new era country, but if it's like super poppy, if it's like Kane Brown or
I don't know what that is.
Luke Bryan, I can't deal with it. But
I just worked a Luke Bryan show. It was miserable.
Yeah, no. Luke Combs, superior Luke.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll listen to Johnny Cash. Okay.
See, that's the thing. Like I find Johnny Cash and like Glenn Campbell and a couple other guys, they're more just musicians. Like, I don't even know if they can even like they transcended past like just country music. Like a couple of the older guys, it's just, they were just artists almost.
Well, we used to this is the cringiest thing ever.
Let's hear it.
We used to, when we were cutting down trees, we'd listen to Lumberjack by Johnny Cash. I don't know if you know that one.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, so we'd throw that one on and fucking Start fucking chopping down trees while Johnny Cash is going, fuck, what's the word? Something about call me Lumberjack. Something.
Go look up the Lumberjack song by Mighty Python. Every time I hear the word Lumberjack, that's what I hear. Yeah, me and my cousin would play Doug Stone. Fuck, what is it? Addicted to the Dollar after we worked like a seven-day week, coming home at like 11 at night. Like tomorrow, after I get out of this game at like 11 at night, that'll probably be playing on the ride home, just exhausted. Yeah, so that's what I like to listen to in my rage, in my rage calls. I really like the earbud, like the tap function on the earbuds. These earphones now are so incredible. Like I don't want to have to take my phone out and change shit. It's not wired anymore, so I don't feel like I should have to pull my phone out to pause my Spotify or anything like that. The fact that there's you could do it on the earphone or the earbud is that much better. And then the noise isolation is sick. Like I don't want to hear, like I don't want it to be so noisy outside. So like now I get it in my experience, you know, like I work the Saints games and shit. So like, yeah, like the isolation aspect works well, maybe not in a fucking arena, you know, full of, you know, like 70,000 fans, but for the most part, it does the job well. But I do like that aspect of it. But man, so I hope you guys like fucking Raycons, but this is just for y'all. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off of your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off at buyraycon.com/THPN so you guys can experience it as well. So I guess this is pretty cool. Since we both like music, we'll be able to talk a bit about what we're listening to thanks to Raycon and their sick headphones. But yeah, folks, we hope you guys take advantage of this and get 15% off of a new pair of headphones. But yeah, Mason, I hear you. I hear you fumble fucking around in the background. You get nervous and shit. You gotta go. But yeah, I guess that's it. I did have I had a pizza, a fun pizza outro, but fuck boy, can I hear you not capable of doing that today. So we'll close her out here. Folks, thank y'all so much for listening to Habs Nightly. And I know this was more of a talk nightly episode because we didn't talk shit about the Habs, but what do you want me to do? There's nothing to talk about. But thank y'all again for listening. You can find me and Mason on Twitter at Habs Nightly and myself at Bayou Benders. Please give us a follow and talk to us on there, or I'm going to set up an email so we can get some people that don't use social media to send in some shit, like how much they hate my ramblings, or it's a disgrace that I thought Peterborough Peach were the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. But that's just something that I can't edit out, and I just have to live with that. But yeah, this has been the episode. I hope you guys liked it. Once again, this has been Habs Nightly, and we'll talk to you guys later. Hopefully Mason makes it up to Peterborough. Yeah, Peterborough. I was about to say Sault Ste. Y'all have a good night. We'll talk to you guys next week.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.